Your top stories on Blitz this hour. Liverpool crash out of the Champions League. Sundowns claim maximum points against Stellenbosch. All the action from the Paris-Nice individual time trial. Excitement mounts ahead of the Players' Championship. And Verstappen determined to provide a greater challenge.
The Titans won the toss and chose to bowl first in their Momentum One Day Cup match against the Cobras in Benoni. The Titans got off to a good start with Ferhan Behadin running out Tayo Wabrugh with an excellent bit of fielding in the fifth over. Two overs later, the Cobras were three down as Sima, Dayan Khalim removed Zubair Hamza and Jonathan Bird in the space of three deliveries. Kwezi Kumete was next to strike, bowling Jason Smith for 19 as the Cobras reached 64 for 4 after 17 before rain brought a halt to proceedings. Play would resume to allow Peter Malan to reach his 19th career 50. The visiting side lost another wicket before play again came to a halt. When the players returned, the match had been reduced to 32 overs. With the rain coming down, Malan gave away his wicket cheaply, going out for 67. Mangi Musehle made a quick fire 29 before he was removed by Matthew Arnold, and the Cobras posted 174 for 7. In reply, the Titans got off to a shaky start, losing Aidan Markram in the fifth over for 7, trapped LBW by Lizard Williams. Rivaldo Munsami was next to go. Dane Pete then sent Tony DeZorzi packing soon after, as the side from the capital fell to 53 for 3. But Dean Elgar then showed his experience, steadying the ship on his way to a runner ball 50. And together with Behadin, they guided the Titans to a 6-wicket victory. The Lions take on the Dolphins in the Momentum One Day Cup, and you can catch all the action live from Poch on your World of Champions. Bangladesh won the toss and chose to bowl first in the second T20 against Zimbabwe. The home outfit struck early as Al-Amin Hussein removed Tinashe Kamunukamwe in the third over. Brendan Taylor and Craig Irvine steadied the ship with a good partnership of 57 before the latter was sent packing by Afif Hussein for 29. While Zimbabwe continued to lose wickets with regularity, Taylor remained a rock, cracking an unbeaten 59 as his side posted 119 for 7 in their 20 overs. Bangladesh's reply got off to a good start with an opening partnership of 77 between Litton Das and Mohammed Naeem. Chris Mpofu accounted for Naeem's wicket in the 11th over. But Das went on to bring up his half century of an impressive 35 balls. And together with Sumaya Saka, they guided the hosts to a 9-wicket win and with it clinched the series 2-0. Das continuing his good form to score an unbeaten 60 of 45, making it 6 straight wins for Bangladesh across formats.
The Proteas returned to India 5 months on from their disastrous trip to the subcontinent. Having shared September's two T20s, South Africa suffered a test humiliation at the hands of India over October, swept in the series and defeated by an innings in two of their three contests. This time the prospects of returning home in better spirits are far greater, with a three-match ODI series on the agenda. Fresh from whitewashing a handy Australian outfit in the same format, the Proteas will be full of confidence when they meet 50-over cricket's number two-ranked nation. Quinton de Kock captains the tourists, looking to recapture some of the form that deserted him against the Baggy Greens. The return of Faf du Plessis should help take some of the pressure off the rookie skipper, who characteristically performs well against the men in blue. Meanwhile, India's usually inspirational captain Virat Kohli was in dismal form as his side were humbled in New Zealand, going down 3-0 in their recent ODI series against the Black Caps. They are bolstered by the returns of Hardik Pandya, Shikhar Dhawan and Bhuvneshwar Kumar ahead of their Dharamsala showdown against the Proteas. The pair's last white ball tussle came in Southampton as they met in the round-robin stages of the World Cup. India emerged comfortable victors that day, winning by 6 wickets with 15 balls to spare. Rohit Sharma starred with an unbeaten century, but won't be able to repeat his heroics against the Proteas. A calf injury keeps him out of contention.
The next item on the agenda for the Proteas is a tour of India. The first ODI is live on your World of Champions.
Sri Lanka and England lock horns in the first of two test matches. Don't miss any of the action live on your World of Champions.
The Proteas women have named a 14-strong squad for this month's home one-day international series against Australia. South Africa will face the women's T20 World Cup champions in a three-match ODI series starting on Sunday the 22nd of March in Durban. The South African side remains unchanged from the squad that did duty at the recent World Cup, with the only omission being that of KwaZulu-Natal coastal all-rounder Nondumiso Shangase. Team captain Danie van Niekerk will once again lead the side as they continue their charge up the ICC Women's ODI rankings with three ODI matches.
Rory McIlroy has his eye on a piece of PGA Tour history this week as he targets the successful defense of the Players' Championship. McIlroy arrives at Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, aiming to become the first player to go back-to-back at TPC Sawgrass. He will tee off on Thursday after an encouraging start to the season that has seen him post five top five finishes in six starts.
Yeah, I guess it's, you know, there's, if, you know, if there's been no one to defend, it would be a nice time to start and have someone do that. But yeah, glad to be back. Obviously, it was this week last year was huge for me in terms of sort of getting the monkey off my back a little bit, and you know, I had a few close calls and I wasn't able to sort of, you know, walk through the door and claim a win, and then I was able to do it here and went on to have a great year and won a few more times. So you know, it's nice to be back, and you know, I said this on Sunday at Bay Hill, a lot of similarities between this year and last year in terms of how I've played the first few events of the year, giving myself some chances, haven't quite been able to capitalize. And obviously it would be wonderful to replicate what happened last year.
This is the fifth straight week as world number one for McIlroy and the 100th such week of his career, becoming just the third player to achieve the feat since the creation of the official world golf rankings in 1986.
I mean, yeah, I'm very proud to think that I've spent, you know, 2 years of my career at, you know, at the top of the world rankings is a pretty nice feeling. 683 or whatever it is, I can't fathom. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. I just don't think anyone can speak highly enough of what Tiger did, you know, over that stretch of golf. It was just insane.
The Players' Championship is next on the PGA Tour's agenda. You can catch every shot live on Supersport.
Red Bull Racing driver Max Verstappen has promised to give Mercedes rival Lewis Hamilton a bigger challenge this season ahead of the F1 launch race in Melbourne on Sunday. Verstappen secured three wins and finished in third place last season, 135 points behind eventual champion Hamilton.
Like I said, Lewis and the team both did a great job, so it's now up to us to try and give them a harder time.
The coronavirus has been playing havoc with the sporting calendar, and while the Chinese Grand Prix has been postponed and the Bahrain race will be a participants-only event, the Melbourne Spectacular is going ahead as planned.
It's difficult to say at the moment, but no, you try to do this. You try to do the whole week as normal as possible, but of course, like we're doing at the moment, you try to take a little bit of a precaution.
We've already seen China, and it's very uncertain the future of what's going to happen. I think on our terms, it's clearly a very serious topic, and the team as well as us, we're taking serious measures towards it. But we can't really control what's. I mean, we control what we're doing, but obviously with everything that's going on, there's not really much we can do. So it's very much focusing on ourselves and obviously we see Bahrain now doing what they're doing, and yeah, it's just focusing on ourselves and seeing what happens.
Welcome to the sporting capital of the Southern Hemisphere here in Melbourne. It's the Australian Grand Prix, and it's lights out, away we go.
Do you know who I am?
I'm Love Carla.
This is pretty overwhelming.
Stop the car.
Can he get it done? Yes!
Why is he so slow?
We don't know at the moment.
Well done, Valtteri!
The start of the 2020 Formula One season is inching ever closer. The Australian Grand Prix is first on the agenda, and all of the action is live on your World of Champions Supersport.
Make sure you don't miss out on any of the Formula One action as the Heineken Joburg Festival touches down in South Africa. Coverage will be live on Supersport.
Following the Bulls' comprehensive victory over the Highlanders, their first of the season, this side will be looking for back-to-back victories when they take on the Reds at Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane on Saturday. History favours the Reds, with the last 13 Super Rugby matches played between the two teams having been won by the home side. Captain Birger Udendahl makes a return to the starting team following an injury that kept him sidelined for 2 weeks. He's back at inside centre, with Johnny Kortzer moving back to the number 13 jersey. The likes of Ruan Stienka, Ifan van Sail and Mornay Steyn are on the bench.
Round 7 Vodacom Super Rugby action kicks off with an all-New Zealand clash between the Chiefs and the Hurricanes. The Emirates Lions face off against the Blues. While the Vodacom Bulls start their Australasian tour against the Reds, there's also a titanic clash between the South Sea Sharks and DHL Stormers. While two of the three Guinness Six Nations matches are postponed, SuperSport will continue to bring you more coverage as Wales take on Scotland.